Bob was someone that was probably would be labeled old school. He had a rigor to his teaching that was amazing. I, as a pianist, learned a lot from his students playing and from how he interacted. He was very formal. He could be stern, he could be rigorous, he could be strict, but he also was very warm to the students. His best students really loved him and idolized him because he gave them everything in his teaching. He did not take his profession lightly. Robert Towne was one of the most dedicated and dignified professors that I've ever met here at the university. He gave 1,000% to his art and to the university and to his students. He lived for the organ, and he was just a zealot for what he did and just gave complete dedication. There could be nothing more than how he went about getting the university to obtain the Markesson organ. That was, I think, one of the peak accomplishments of his life. And I think he would be very comfortable with saying that himself. He was involved in all the complex, convoluted machinations of obtaining a world-class organ. He traveled back and forth to Europe. I saw a certain decline during that period. He was exhausted from the experience of doing that. But he loved this organ, and it's a tremendous acquisition for the university. He brought some of the greatest organists in the world to this campus because of that organ. And it's a great treasure. The students get to play on an amazing instrument. And it's really a crucial part of their development that they have that experience. His recitals were very deep and very thorough expositions of the organ literature. He did not believe in dumbing down to any audiences. He challenged you as an audience participant, and he gave you some of the greatest works in the organ literature. You know, I was a young faculty member. I was about 30 years old. It was a little intimidating to meet him, but I grew to really like Bob. We had some great times together. In this last year or two, we'd go to Jimmy's Diner together maybe once a month or once every 2 months. I feel tremendous guilt that I didn't go more during this last period, but those were great times. But I have one memory of him that I love to see him laugh. Because when you got him laughing, he was like a little child. There was one time we were doing piano juries, and he started to notice our signatures, you know. And he got a piece of paper, and he would study my signature. And he started to write my signature and imitate my signature. And he found that so funny. And, you know, he would go to each faculty member, and he just started laughing. And he was very good at it. His signature looked like my signature. And he looked and he said, "Look, this is your signature." And he would go to the next person and duplicate their signatures. He found that hilarious, and he did it all day. He was doing that for most in between juries. He would just like he was really working hard at getting our signatures really perfect, you know. And it was great. I first time I saw that side of him, childlike wonder. He was someone that could be in a novel of Dickens or something. I hate to use the word character. I say always a character. But he was a real fully developed human being and a wonderful artist and professor.